8 months of war, no sign of an end. The director of the CIA is leading a US delegation meeting with Qatari and Egyptian officials to talk again about a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Israel has continued to hit Gaza. Aid agencies say very little help is coming into the territory. Let's speak now to Executive Director at UNICEF Ireland, Peter Power, who was in Lebanon last week for a briefing on the humanitarian crisis. Peter Power, good afternoon to you again. What did you hear?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, in relation to Lebanon, first of all, what I heard is that the fighting is very intense. We were down in Tyr. It was about 20 kilometres from the border. And the reports that we hear from our people on the ground there are that the fighting has intensified very severely over the last couple of months, leading to, in fact, 100,000 people having to leave the area. Now, these aren't people who have ever been subject to humanitarian assistance before. These are like farmers and people who are working. But 100,000 people have been forced to move north now because of the intensity of the fighting.
And what are the people that you're working with telling you about what's happening in Gaza?
Well, Gaza, of course, we've been saying for weeks now that a full-scale attack on Rafah, which is what is happening at the moment, would have desperate implications for the humanitarian relief effort. And unfortunately, that has come to pass. And you know, describing the attack last week on a camp as a tragic mistake is absolutely shocking, because it presupposes that all of the other attacks up to now, which have killed many, many thousands of innocent children, that they were not in fact mistakes, and that they were deliberate attacks on children, and that no right-thinking person can stand over what's happening in Rafah right now. And we did warn that this would happen, and it has made a catastrophic humanitarian situation even worse, because about 1 million people now have been forced from Rafah to Al-Mawazi, to Deir al-Bala, Khan Yunis, and so forth, which really can't sustain them. So the situation is really desperate, Gavin.
For aid agencies, depending on aid coming through the limited crossings that are there, how are supplies now?
Well, that's a big issue, because as part of the Rafah incursion takeover, Israel has taken over the Philadelphia corridor and the Rafah crossing, and it has really disrupted aid getting in, particularly fuel. What we're hearing now is fuel is the big issue, because fuel powers the trucks that bring the aid that has been delivered into Gaza through the Rafah crossing. That brings it all around Gaza for people who are starving. It powers generators for desalination plants to provide clean water, powers generators for hospitals and so forth. So the implications of the incursion into Gaza, as we predicted, have been immense in terms of the humanitarian effort. That all said, limited amounts of aid is getting in. What we do hope is that the political process, which is underway at the moment, that can deliver the humanitarian ceasefire which it promises and which we are desperately calling for.
Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, thank you for speaking with us again.